Now we come here in verse 18 to the second vision. Then lifted I up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel who talked with me, What are these? And he answered me, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Now I take it that's one vision, but the next two verses about the four carpenters that are mentioned here, I consider that a separate vision, but it's generally put together by all the interpreters as one. I do not see it that way. Now, when he says here that he saw four horns, and these horns are the ones that scattered Jerusalem and scattered both Judah and Israel, the northern and southern kingdom. Now, a horn represents a Gentile ruler, and you find the little horn in the 7th chapter of Daniel, verse 24. And then when you go over to Revelation, and I think probably I should turn to that one, the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, and I want to look at that and read that one to you. It's verse 12, and it says, And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. So that is for the future, you see, looks to the future. But the horns represent a Gentile world power. And these four horns represent four Gentile world powers. Well, who are they? Well, the four that scattered Israel are Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, and Rome. All four of them scattered these people. Now, the very interesting thing is that God makes it very clear that these four horns are going to be dealt with.